You're listening to the audio production of Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. It's impossible to be spiritually mature while remaining emotionally immature, by Peter Scazzaro, published by Zondervan, and read by the author.
Introduction. When Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, or EHS, was first published more than a decade ago, I hoped it would help people, but I never imagined that the message it contained would resonate so deeply with readers across all denominational and theological lines, and with churches around the world, from Africa to Asia, to Europe to South and Central America, to the Mideast to Australia and New Zealand to North America. Nor could I have imagined that it would develop into the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Course, or EHS course, with a workbook, a DVD, and an 8-week devotional book, or that churches would use it to implement EHS principles into their own DNA and discipleship culture. When I am asked why I think the content of the book has spread so rapidly and found such a receptive audience, I often begin my response by describing how EHS was lived long before it was written. As a church, we have been practicing, refining, and absorbing the principles in this book for more than two decades. 1,500 adults from 73 nations stream through our doors each week. This provides a very unique context for practicing this material in a community that represents the global church. The other thing I point out is how EHS differs from more traditional approaches to discipleship. Many churches follow an approach to discipleship and ministry impact that looks something like this: meet Jesus, attend, connect, grow, serve, impact. While the traditional approach typically focuses on providing helpful classes, engaging small groups, and ample opportunities to serve, the level of change in people's lives tends to be minimal. So is the impact. In contrast, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality books and